Welcome to the Spider Monkey Junkie Podcast. I am your host, Tim Buick. The title of this first episode of 2021 is not your typical Happy New Year message. What you most often will hear on this podcast is entertaining stories to equip, encourage, and enlighten you with practical advice. You'll almost always get a heavy dose of light, love, and laughter on this show. But for this episode, well, I have the heavy part down, and I'll explain in a moment. By now, you've probably seen, read, or listened to approximately, 17,273 Happy New Year messages. And they all seem to go like something along the lines of, thank God 2020's over. It's a new year. 2021 is here. And there is hope. There's promise that this year will be so much better than the disaster that was 2020. What are your resolutions? What are your goals? What are your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations for this new year? This is the year you're going to make it happen. It's going to be fantastic. How are you going to carpe diem, seize the day? And I must admit, I had many of the same thoughts. I still do. But then this week happened. I had already planned to deliver this Happy New Year message. But this week changed the tone of that message. It changed the focus of it. You see, this week took the luster off my 2021. And luster is the right word because luster is on the surface. It hasn't changed the foundation of who I am or where I am going, but the luster already is off 2021. See, I've had people say to me, Tim, how do you stay positive all the time? You're always so happy. Do you ever have a bad day? I have to confess to you, Tuesday, January 5th was one of the worst days of my life. It started off in the doctor's office. My right arm has been giving me trouble for about a half a year, and then I took a fall on the platform court about a month ago and had x-rays that were inconclusive a couple days after that, but I've been in pain ever since. And so I had a new battery of x-rays, and the doctor came in, and I came into this appointment thinking, all right, he's going to give me some exercises. I'll be back on the court in 2 weeks. He comes in and he says, Tim, I was surprised to see this. It's not good. You have a pretty bad break. You got to be really, really careful with this. And I said, well, how careful? He says, you're out for at least 3 months. And I was crushed. I mean, this is my outlet to play paddle, to play pickleball, to be active. I do a lot of things with my right arm. I've had to learn to brush my teeth left-handed. I've had to learn to shave left-handed. At the cost of losing a couple pints of blood, this doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon. Literally minutes after I get this news, I'm still in the doctor's office. Before I even have a chance to send out the invites to my pity party, my daughter Victoria calls me, crying. And she delivers the news that one of our closest friends had just died in his sleep. My daughter Victoria is going to be in his daughter Rachel's wedding, and my friend Ray won't be there. Who's going to walk her down the aisle? I was just devastated. I'm still devastated, and I miss him. And it wasn't even the worst news of the day, because in the afternoon, I got another phone call alerting me to another circumstance that is painful beyond words that I'm not at liberty to discuss, but it's an anguishing, heartbreaking situation. And that was my Tuesday. So why am I telling you all of this? Is it my goal to drag you down into the pit of despair? Hey, Happy New Year. No, it isn't. But there are many critics who accuse those of us that are optimists that they say, hey, we deny reality. You know, you folks, you know, you put your faith in this celestial being, and you have wear rose-colored glasses, and you're always happy, happy, happy. And the problem with you people is you deny reality. You deny what the world is really like. Oh, I got a dose of reality this week, and I'm going to get continual doses of reality for a long time to come. Optimism is not the denial of reality. You don't have to check out of this world to be optimistic in this world, despite the trials and tribulations that we all face. Jim Collins, author of the perennial bestseller Good to Great, put forth in his book a concept that he dubbed the Stockdale Paradox. It was named after James Stockdale, the former vice presidential candidate, naval officer, and Vietnam prisoner of war. Stockdale was a POW for over 7 years in the Hanoi Hilton, and this is where he was repeatedly tortured and had no reason to believe that he would make it out alive. Held in the clutches of this grim reality of what could only be described as a hell world, he found a way to stay alive by embracing both the harshness of his situation with a balance of healthy optimism. Stockdale explained this idea as the following: you must never confuse faith that will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. That's what I'm talking about in terms of true optimism. My personal mission statement, my purpose in life, is this: to leave footprints on another person's heart by creating stick-to-your-ribs moments that are infused with light, laughter, and love. My mission statement again: to leave footprints on another person's heart by creating stick-to-your-rib moments that are infused with light, laughter, and love. And I'll tell you this, a confession: some days are a lot harder to live this out than others. That's been my week. So I just want you to know that my energy, my excitement, my enthusiasm, my passion for living is not generated because my feet are planted in midair. It is because I know I was created by God for a purpose, and I intend to live out that purpose by helping you find yours. I am writing a book that will be finished this month. So there you go. I am now on record saying that my book, my manuscript, will be finished in January of 2021. And the title of this book is How to Go from Blasé to Ablaze. How to turn your apathy into energy. How to turn a whatever attitude into a whatever it takes attitude. So the big question for me is, how do I continue to write this book after this week? Do I really believe in the words that I am writing? Do I really believe in what I teach people? I'm not going to lie to you. I've shed a lot of tears this week. This week has been painful in every way, physically, emotionally, mentally. I'm drained. So how do I maintain a positive attitude in a negative world? And I have had very few weeks that have ever been this negative. And I'm sharing my heart with you. I'm bearing my soul with you so that you know where I'm coming from, that I am rooted in reality because reality has hit hard. That's not a denial of reality to give you a positive attitude. You do not have to deny the circumstances around you in order to go from blasé to ablaze. And I finished the book with the acronym ABLAZE. And I'm not going to go into detail here on this, but I'll give you a quick little preview of it. How do we go from blasé to ablaze? The A is appreciate. The B is boldness. The L is laughter. The A is action. The Z is zest. And the E is expectation. The expectation that there are better days ahead. That's how we stay ablaze. I am excited about this year, and I continue to be despite Hell Week. I want to tell you that despite what you are going through, despite the trials and the tribulations that will, I am sorry to say, they will spill over into 2021, despite all of that that is going to be thrown our way, obstacles and hurts and pains and trials, we can, and if we set our minds to it, we will have a victorious year, a fantastic year. We spider monkeys have something called an internal locus of control. This means we have control over the outcomes in our lives, regardless of external forces and circumstances. We rise above circumstances, not controlled by them. We cannot control what happens to us, but we can control our reaction to it. This is internal locus of control. This is what we have as spider monkeys. So we can go through Hell Week and still rise above these external forces and circumstances that cause us so much pain. And I'm not going to lie to you. As I record this, there is a significant amount of pain in my life. This year for me has started in about the worst possible way, but it is just the beginning. You may be going through something that is so much worse than I've experienced this week. Yet, tomorrow's a new day. And no, this isn't rose-colored glasses. This isn't denying reality. It's truth. Tomorrow is a new day. And so I close with this thought. You can't go back and make a new start, my friends. But you can start from now and make a brand new end. When we get to the end of this year, let's say that we won 2021. Thank you for listening, and Happy New Year.